An atheist is a theist in denial. Atheists believe in God. They are just in denial. I know this because the Bible says that only a fool would deny the existence of God. Why? Because he says in his heart what he knows is a lie. Only a fool would do such a thing. Psalm 14:1, KJV. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. And that same text, if you look closely, explains why fools do such things. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. In other words, they love their sin. Many of them will deny this. Many of them will deny the existence of sin. In their pretend world where there is no such thing as absolute truth, there can also be no absolute morality. Therefore, there can be nothing absolutely known as sin. But to say that there can be no absolute truth is itself an absolute claim. It's a contradiction. It's nonsense. And God says they know it and that they are fools trying to cover up their own sin. They are fools living in denial of what they know is true in order to avoid the need to repent of their sin in this life or stand in judgment for their sin on Judgment Day. Jesus Christ repeats this truth in John chapter 3. John 3:19, KJV. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Who is the light? John 1:4, KJV. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Atheists are theists who reject the light, Jesus Christ, because their deeds were evil. They love their sin. Jesus said so. Atheists cannot know they are right. Any and every honest atheist will admit that there is no way that they can know that they are absolutely right about there not being a God. Atheists do not believe that they can know anything. The bottom line position of atheism is that there is no absolute truth. There is a possibility that they could be wrong. Therefore, they cannot know that they are right. Let that sink in. There is absolutely no way any atheist who sticks to their core belief in relativity can ever know that they are right. They must admit and accept the possibility that they might be wrong. And that means that they cannot know anything. If it is possible that you could be wrong about your atheism, then it is impossible for you to ever know anything. Christians know that God's word is true. A lengthy, exhaustive explanation is not possible here. But we will summarize and provide suggested materials below. The fact is that Bible-believing Christians have overwhelming evidence to support their faith in God and His Word. While the atheist creates a false reality, artificial and based upon demonstrably false assumptions, the Christian stands upon a mountain of evidence that confirms the existence of God and the infallible quality of His Word as found in English in our King James Bible. Evidence for creation, refuting evolution. Confirmed fulfillment of prophecy, including those fulfilled by Jesus at His first advent. Confirmed and unfolding prophecy being fulfilled in the past century and presently. Testimonies of millions of transformed people spanning 2,000 years. Books have been written, lectures into the tens of thousands, innumerable debates, dozens of documentaries and interviews produced, along with billions of personal conversations, all with the effort to reach the atheist, agnostic crowd. To no avail? Absolutely not. Some of the greatest Christians were once atheists in denial. Simon Greenleaf, C.S. Lewis, Peter Hitchens, brother of Christopher, Anthony Flew, William Murray III, son of famed atheist Madeline Murray O'Hare, Alistair McGrath, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, etc. Many Christians tell us their testimonies that they once claimed to be atheist or agnostic, as I did for a few years before I was saved, but admit that they knew all along that there was a God. We were living in denial. And that is why I believe fully that all atheists are atheists in denial. You have been listening to An Atheist is a Theist in Denial, written by Pastor Greg Miller, narrated by Frankentino II. For more Bible teaching and articles like this, visit bbfohio.com. Thanks for listening.